You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. I'm back after taking yesterday off, Tony. Did you miss me? Tony Kornheiser, miss you. I'm 93 years old. You're lucky I remember you. Really?
Man,
come on.
Did you remember Pablo? Did you know who he was?
I needed a little prompting with Pablo the other day. It was vague in my mind, but then I heard in my ear, he's done this before. He's Pablo. And I said, oh, yeah, I think I remember that. I knew he wasn't Levitard. I knew that. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, stolen bases are up, an incredible goal in hockey, and the Knicks streak is over. Good. But we begin today with Jim Boeheim no longer the head coach at Syracuse. Syracuse lost in the first round of the ACC tournament this afternoon, and afterwards Boeheim said that his future was up to the university. About 2 hours later, the university said Adrian Autry, who had played for Boeheim and coached with him, is the new head basketball coach. So Jim Boeheim is done after 47 years there. Wilbon, your thoughts on Boeheim's long and distinguished career?
Tony, my first thoughts are that I'm sad. I mean, I had a front row seat to a lot of this. A lot of it, the rivalries, the great games with Big John and Raleigh Massimino and Louis Carnesecca and Jim Calhoun. I got to cover the Big East from almost the beginning.
Yeah.
I got to sit there. I got to know Jim Boeheim. Thank you. You facilitated that relationship because your relationship with Jim Boeheim goes 10 years earlier than mine. But, Tony, let me mention some other names. Connie Mack is the only person I can recall, off the top of my head, say he coached longer at a place than Boeheim. Connie Mack, 50 years managing. Joe Paterno also did 47 years at Penn State. George Halas did 40, not 47 with the Bears. Don Shula did like mid-30s with Baltimore and Miami. They didn't go as long as Boeheim. Boeheim went way longer than, say, John Wooden. And he went to the Final Four 5 times. He won one, and I was at courtside for that with Carmelo Anthony as his great player. And then you and I got to know him. We got to know Jim Boeheim and hang out with him and maybe play some golf with him and listen to him and have him scold us and say, what do you two know today? You know nothing. Shut up and listen to me. And those are, I mean, they're treasured for me. I got to sit 30 years at courtside in that stupid, I didn't go to Manly, but I went to the Dome. And I got to watch Jim Boeheim's teams, and he even let me into a few practices. And I'm grateful for all of it, every minute of it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to get carried away with statistics. He's got the second most wins in college basketball history. And the guy who's got more is Mike Krzyzewski, who's one of his greatest friends. And they work together on Olympic teams. And they've known each other for close to 50 years, okay? Yeah, here's what I would say. He was our friend. He is our friend. He came on this show a number of times. If you had to ask me to pick one word, of course I would pick irascible. He's one of the great trash talkers of all time among friends. And he used to do that with us. He made fun of us on the air all the time. He went to college in Syracuse. He grew up in upstate New York. He started on their basketball team. He was an assistant there to Roy Danforth, and then he became the head coach, and he's been at that same lemonade stand for 47 years, as you mentioned. There's a famous story about Jim Boeheim. When Rick Pitino, and you left him out as one of the Big East guys.
Oh, yeah.
Rick Pitino was an assistant to Jim Boeheim in Syracuse, and they were sitting around one day. And the coaches were saying, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live? And you know, L.A., New York. And Jim Boeheim said, right here, Syracuse, right here. He spent his whole life coaching there.
Yes.
He had great players.
Yes.
You mentioned Carmelo Anthony, Pearl Washington. He had others. He won. He coached his sons. There's nothing more you could ask for. He had a long and great career. And I'm speaking for you. We wish him the best. He's our guy. You know, when you look around, Roy Williams out when he was 70, Mike Krzyzewski out when he was 75,
And now Jim Boeheim out at 78. Roy Williams, the youngest of three, called himself Old Roy. These are giants, and they're gone. And now we move to giants. Lamar Jackson, who is free to make his own deal with another team, then take it back to Baltimore to see what the Ravens will do. A group of teams who clearly need a good quarterback have reportedly said they're not interested in Jackson, a recent MVP in this league. These teams reportedly are Washington, Las Vegas, Atlanta, and Carolina. Wilbon, what do you make of the reported lack of interest in Lamar Jackson?
Tony, for me, this is pretty easy. People know what the Ravens have offered. And they know it wasn't $120 million guaranteed or $140 million guaranteed. It's like $180. Might have been north of that even. They know what he was offered. They know what Lamar Jackson's turned down. And some of those owners, Tony, aren't – they're as rich as they are, all NFL owners. It doesn't mean they and their clubs are wealthy enough to say, oh, we're going to go to $200 million just because Cleveland did it with a guy who great controversy anyway. We're not going to do that. We're not going to match – Cleveland's offer to a guy that we don't think even is as good as you are. And so Lamar Jackson, who has no agent, which is stunning to me at this point, and goes, I don't know, without professional advice at the level most players do and entertainers do of his ilk, he's an MVP. He's a great player. But it doesn't mean Baltimore has won two Super Bowls without him. They can go get a fairly mediocre dude who's not the MVP. Trent Dilfer, Joe Flacco, and they can win again. And that's, we're not spending $200 million guaranteed on you. Well, we know how to do this, and I don't blame them. More power to him for on the negotiating side of the table he's on, and power to them for saying no.
Yeah, so I was here yesterday with Pablo, and I'm going to tell you, because you weren't here yesterday, pretty much the same thing, that what Baltimore is betting on and hoping for is that none of the other owners give Lamar Jackson exactly what he wants, which is a guaranteed contract, all of it. Who's got that right now? Deshaun Watson, Kirk Cousins got it. I can't name five other people who've got that. This is not the NBA. This is not baseball. They don't do it this way. They've never done it this way. And Baltimore doesn't want to have to do it this way. So what Baltimore is hoping for, in effect, is some form of collusion. And what they're hoping for is that the other owners say, you know what, these Haslams, they gave Deshaun Watson, $230 million fully guaranteed. They are destroying the system that we built for X amount of years that worked pretty well, and we don't want to be a part of that. Because there's no way that Carolina thinks that Sam Darnold is as good as Lamar Jackson, or Desmond Ridder in Atlanta is as good as Lamar Jackson, or Stidham, Jared Stidham in Vegas is as good, or Sam Howell, who's played one game in a league, is as good as Lamar Jackson, because he's not. But it only takes one, Mike. It only takes one owner to say, he's great, he's in his prime, I'm giving him what he wants.
Lamar Jackson, been hurt each of the last 2 years. If you're going to bet on yourself, be careful what you ask for. One playoff win, hasn't won a Super Bowl. Baltimore's won Super Bowls. They've had confetti and parade without Lamar Jackson.
You're right.
And so now you're saying they got to sign him? No, they actually don't. I mean, they signed him anyway, franchise tag. Let's move to baseball and the increase in stolen bases this spring. So far, stolen base attempts are up nearly 40%, have been successful nearly 81% of the time, up from 75% last season, more numbers than I can comprehend. Baseball made the bases bigger and reduced pickoff attempts, Tony. Do you expect these numbers then to increase or decrease in the regular season?
So at the beginning of the regular season, let's say in the month of April, I expect them to decrease, and I want to be clear what I mean. Decrease from where they are now in spring training when there's a lot of experimental work going on. But I think they will be higher than last year's April with stolen bases. I think managers will be conservative. They'll want to see how all these rules work. I don't think you want to waste an out in April when you can get off to a good start, and managers are by nature conservative people. But by May, and certainly by June, I think it's going to be a track meet, and here's why. Because the bases are bigger, which means there's a shorter distance from one base to another. And there's a limited amount of times you can go to first and try a pickoff move. And the combination of that is going to send people in a track meet by June. It's going to also the pitch clock, Mike. The pitch clock works in favor of the runner. Because a pitcher can't hold it and look you back and look you back and look you back. Because if you don't deliver the ball, it's another ball. If you're in a three-ball count, you can't even look.
You have to make sure you get rid of it. So a runner's going to be able to go 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, go, and it's going to be like a green light at a drag race.
And I hate all of it. And I like the pitch
clock.
I like 90% of what Theo has done. I hate this.
You hate it?
I don't want to see the road runner. I'm not watching Bugs Bunny on Saturday morning. I don't want to see that. This is not organic. It's not like Jackie Robinson and Maury Wills and Ricky Henderson. It's not like that, Tony. This is some made-up phony junk to promote something that's active, more active, so people my kids
age
will like baseball. Tony, then
they
do
want action. They don't want home runs and strikeouts.
Here's what
action.
You can do. You can leave first base where you have a track meet down there and you have spikes on ankles. Trust me, I played first base through high school and Pony League. You can have that base bigger, but you don't need to make second base and third base bigger and easier to reach by sliding attempted stealers. You don't need that. No, you don't. You don't.
Don't you
have to remake baseball.
Don't you find the stolen base a wonderful thing to watch? Don't you think
when
the action
organic,
in the infield is great to
when
watch?
When it's organic, not when it's made up. This is made up.
A lot of times when things are made up, 10 years down the road, they seem organic. I think Theo, and he's your boy, I think all this stuff is good. Let's take a break. Coming up, Merrimack won the Northeast Conference Tournament last night, so why doesn't it get to go to the big dance?
NCAA. Trevor Zegras went between his own legs for a goal last night, but did Luis Castillo provide the better highlight? It's too
much. Over 50 years affiliated with the Syracuse program, Jimmy. He played there. He
never left.
There.
Could have left. Had the dream team. Was an assistant coach with Mike Krzyzewski for Chuck Daly.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Time for toss-up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, then practices adjusting his clocks forward 1 hour in advance of this weekend's big day. What's first?
So sad.
Toss-up. Who should be going to the NCAA tournament from the Northeast Conference? Fairleigh Dickinson or Merrimack?
All right, so let me explain this. Merrimack won the Northeast Conference tournament last night. They beat Fairleigh Dickinson. They finished 12-4 in league, and they won their last 11. And the reason they're not going to the NCAAs is because they signed up under a rule, which they were aware of, that said when you go from D2 to D1, you can't go to the NCAAs until your fifth year. And this is their fourth year. All right, you don't like the rule? Change the rule. You think it's a stupid rule? Change the rule. But the fact of the matter is that that's the rule they came in under, and that's the rule that governs them at the moment. I think it should be 2 years. I think you should go in your second year, not your first, because you could load up with a whole illegal bunch of guys and go through 35-0.
Illegal.
But, I mean, it's the end of story. End of story. They came in under that rule.
It's not the end of story. This goes back to something that you'll deny that you ever said this at the time. Syracuse University, which didn't go from D2 to D1, was already in D1. Syracuse won the 1981 Big East Championship and did not get the automatic bid. Georgetown went and you went nuts. I know.
Why?
Because I sat next to you shoulder to shoulder because it is the rule that they went in under. And it was a Barney Fife dumb rule and you hated it at the time. And now you want to penalize Merrimack. Huh?
I don't remember.
The NCAA should never be supported.
You're making this
you
up.
You should never, ever agree with the NCAA.
What are you talking
and you
about?
Know
you're
that.
Making it up. What's
you
next?
Know that. No,
what's
I'm not.
Next?
Syracuse didn't go. Look it up.
Next.
Look it up.
Next.
Toss up next. Better highlight, Luis Castillo's catch or Trevor Zegras' goal?
All right, so it's a wonderful catch. It happens in the World Baseball Championships, the World Baseball Classic, whatever it's called. The Panama right fielder on the dead run runs all the way into center field, leaps up, catches the ball, tremendous collision with the center fielder, and he holds onto the ball. It's a great catch, but you need to see this goal. You need to see the Zegras goal.
I've seen it.
Zegras is advancing. He's advancing on the goalie. Well, you're going to need it in slow-mo like I needed to see it in slow-mo. And he takes the puck. He puts it through his legs and backwards, flips it up over the goalie's shoulder. It's magic, Mike. It's magic.
Tony, it's magic except for because you're not watching the NHL, and I actually am, not to mention highlights of other leagues. Somebody's doing this every night. Somebody's going between his legs and putting the puck up in the, usually if it's a right-handed player, in the left corner, top shelf. Every night, Tone, it's like a scissors kick in soccer. And you know I've told you for years, every high school kid can do it. Now I'm watching college highlights. Every night, SportsCenter's got the number four play of the night. It's somebody going between his legs. It's great. But the catch, you got danger. Danger. You're running into another guy full speed. You make the catch. You hold on, and by the way, I love the World Baseball Classic. I love that. Tone, everybody's doing that thing between the legs. I'm sorry. You gotta watch more hockey.
Did you actually say
somebody
you watch
do it tonight?
College hockey highlights?
Highlights, highlights.
This is
just
the end
highlights.
Of the road for you. This is highlights. The end of the road for you and all of these
get
televisions.
Get Reality to look up that thing with
what
Syracuse.
Are you talking
get Reality
about?
To look that up.
Reality hasn't worked here in 12 years. Let's take one last break. When we come back, the Knicks winning streak, as I predicted almost, is no more.
And does Phillies, Tony
I can't believe
D'Angelo
high school
deserve
kids
to be suspended for spearing? Now, you don't remember
you're telling
me
high school kids can
that.
Make that play?
Yes.
No, if Syracuse
yes,
won,
ones,
would
the
have they
ones,
been suspended?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 49th birthday, Steve Sarkisian. Sarkisian is now the coach of Texas, where the Longhorns went 8-5 this season, including what could be described as a good loss to Alabama, 20-19. In 2 years, Sarkisian is 13-12 at Texas. Previously, he coached, I think he's 13-12. Previously, he coached USC, where he was dismissed because of an alcohol problem. Like many coaches who fall out of favor elsewhere, Sarkisian went to work for Nick Saban at Alabama, and as with the others, he was deemed fit to coach again. Texas is a particularly high-profile job, more now that they're joining the SEC. Spring practice started Monday. Sarkisian's top quarterbacks are Quinn Ewers, who was once the number one quarterback recruit in the nation, and Arch Manning, who is that number one now.
What's great about kids who are that good at that age is they're not afraid of anything. At this age, I wouldn't want to have to compete for the quarterback job against anybody named Manning, but that's just
that's
me.
Right.
Somebody would say, you're scared, right. Get a dog, and it's yours, kid ain't scared, but I'm kind of scared for him.
Speaking of Syracuse, as we have earlier in the show, happy anniversary, Jerry McNamara. On this day 17 years ago, McNamara hit a running three to give Syracuse the win over Cincinnati in the Big East tournament. It was the first breathtaking victory in a string of four in 4 days, including an upset over number one Connecticut and top 25 teams Georgetown and Pitt to claim the Big East crown. That's the greatest run in Big East history. This past Saturday, McNamara became the 17th Syracuse player to have his jersey retired. McNamara's number three hangs next to Hakeem Warrick's and Carmelo Anthony's. All three were on Syracuse's 2003 national champions. McNamara is the school's all-time leader in three-point baskets and minutes played, and he's been an assistant coach there for years.
Tony, you got to tell me your favorite Syracuse player of all time. Who is it?
It's Pearl. It's Pearl Washington.
Pearl.
For me, sure.
Yeah. I got a top five.
And yours?
My position. Pearl,
okay.
Who's my favorite? Sherman Douglas close by. Carmelo, Ronnie Cycli, Derek Coleman. With apologies to Louie and Bowie. Yes, I'm old enough to remember you guys because I'm your age. But those are my five.
Yeah.
I watched them play forever and ever. And Sherman Douglas is local for us. But Pearl.
Yeah.
People have no idea how great Pearl was. They have no idea.
I'll throw in Danny Shays. He was a great player at Syracuse.
Yes,
happy trails to the Knicks' 9-game winning streak. Okay, I was wrong about this. I said the Knicks would easily beat a bad Charlotte team last night at the Garden. Instead, the Knicks blew a 16-point halftime lead and lost. And this just proves my point. Get off the Knicks. They had 45 points in the second quarter and then just 39 points in the entire second half. A 9-game winning streak is nice, but it is nothing special. When the Knicks were a good team 50 years ago, they had an 18-game winning streak with Reed and Frazier and Bradley and DeBuscher. Seriously, get off my lawn on this. I don't want to hear it.
Well, nobody has to say they were the 70 or the 73 Knicks. I don't know. Nobody's saying that. But you can actually pay attention to them. They're worth watching. They blew one last night, Tony, a surprise to me too. But come on, give them a chance to bounce back now. They've had a nice season.
Lay off the Knicks with me, all right? Stop. One omission. The Grizzlies say Ja Morant will be away from the team for at least the next 4 games. And one clarification. Wilbon was right about Syracuse not going to the NCAA tournament in 1981. But there was a rule in place to keep them out, just like Merrimack. There was a limit
was
as
stupid.
To how many Big East teams could get in. Well, maybe
it was stupid,
but if you sign up for the rule, like Merrimack, go out and fight the monitor, okay? But
one team got in,
don't
like Georgetown. There weren't a bunch of Big East teams getting in back then in 1981. What are you talking about? Maybe Providence.
Right, but
maybe.
I don't know. Let's go to the big finish. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Anthony Davis put up 30 and 22 as the Lakers beat the Grizzlies and moved into ninth in the West. Your thoughts?
He's averaging 33, 14, and 3 blocks over the past 5 games. And with LeBron out, he is pulling them with him into the playoff contention. I've been wrong about that. Tony D'Angelo of the Flyers was suspended 2 games for spearing Tampa's Corey Perry. You better think that's deserved.
It's terrible what he did. And then the other team beat him up. He certainly deserves multiple games.
They
and by the way, I told
up.
You the Lakers would make the playoffs. Even when LeBron went out. I told you.
You did.
Gonzaga
you did.
Beat down St. Mary's to win the West Coast Conference. Are you impressed?
That was one of the shocking results so far of March Madness. Yes, you have to be impressed. And the Lakers haven't made the playoffs yet. Don't get crazy. Boston College, North Carolina, first round of the ACC tonight. You going to watch? And if so, who you got?
Yeah, I got Carolina. More is at stake because they got a real chance to still make the tournament. Last one. Kevin Durant makes his home debut in Phoenix tonight against the Thunder. What do you expect?
3-0 on the road. Durant making his debut at home in the lineup. Delirium here in the desert. That's what I expect.
We're out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, your Sports Center.
Now, you're way early on the Sports Center. You're 10 seconds early. You know what? Live TV ain't nothing like it, and you blew it. You were 10 seconds early.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority.
Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.